The Congress for the New Urbanism is in town for a 5-day conference on the future of mobility, remaking Buffalo for the 21st century. The event kicked off last night in the Seneca One Tower. That's a symbol of local change, with developer Douglas Jamel turning a closed bank headquarters into a burgeoning tech hub, which will eventually have 1,500 M&T Bank techies. Congress President Lynn Richards says her group is looking for the real world and the real issues, like the future of urban America, when the well-educated want to live downtown and not anywhere else. Richards says the goal isn't beautiful renderings of what might be.
This isn't about capturing your vision and kind of tweaking it into a beautiful urban design. This is about responding in a real-world setting of how do we design an inclusive place? How do we design it where everybody feels welcome and just not as lip service?
Mayor Brown says Buffalo is trying to create that more equitable community in which everyone has a fair share, and not just of housing, but of everything, because education and job training exist to help all people meet goals and ambitions. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.